Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says they're the deadliest tornadoes his state has ever seen in the month of November. At least six people are dead as a result of yesterday's fierce storms, a line of nasty weather that unleashed heavy rains, high winds, and those tornadoes.
We continue our search and rescue. If there are any victims that are still in harm's way, our state police are on the scene along with local law enforcement. But we are beginning the whole process of recovery.
Along with the six deaths in Illinois, two people were killed in Michigan, a dozen states in all impacted by yesterday's violent weather. President Obama reaches out to some of his staunchest political backers tonight, hopes of gaining support during his troubled second term.
Hobbled by the disastrous rollout of his health care law and falling poll numbers, the president will take part in a conference call hosted by his political arm, Organizing for Action. 1 year after winning re-election, he's fighting to regain trust and credibility with the American people and trying to reassure worried Democratic lawmakers.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, from Florida comes word of the arrest of George Zimmerman by deputies responding to a call of a disturbance at a house. Mars, here we come.
Main engine start, ignition, and liftoff of the Atlas V with Maven, looking for clues about the evolution of Mars through its atmosphere.
Within the past hour, NASA's newest robotic explorer, Maven, rocketed toward Mars. Its mission to unravel the ancient mystery of the red planet's radical climate change. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 47 points, the Nasdaq trading 6 points lower. This is SRN News.
Good afternoon, Tucson at 12:02. I'm Ray Allen at AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. This news update is provided by the Arizona Daily Star. Tucson area governments paid almost $1.2 million in salaries to workers suspended over the past 3 years while disciplinary actions or complaints against them were processed. Nearly two-thirds of the approximately 400 workers placed on administrative leave were fired or resigned after being paid to stay home from anywhere to a day to nearly a year. The Arizona Daily Star investigation, which included Pima County, all of its incorporated municipalities, and eight school districts, found at least five employees spent multiple stints on paid administrative leave. The average payout was $3,167. The Arizona Game and Fish Department released 31 bighorn sheep into the Catalina Mountains today. KVOA News 4 is reporting the Catalinas used to have a healthy bighorn sheep population of about 75 to 150, but the herd died off in the 1990s. The animals were captured near Yuma on Saturday and Sunday, and they released them near Romero Pools this morning. They will probably stay in the Push Ridge area. The project cost more than $600,000. It's funded almost entirely by private donations and fees from fishing and hunting licenses. The department will make two more releases in the next 2 years. Tucson police report a 68-year-old man was killed in a traffic accident over the weekend on the south side. Police say a driver collided head-on with the man who was killed. The man died at the scene. Police say that drugs and alcohol were not a factor in the crash, and an investigation is ongoing. Coming up next, we have the Buckmaster Show, heard weekdays noon to 1, right here on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice.
Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Monday, November 18th upon us, 2013. Hope you had a fantastic weekend, and let's hope it turns out to be a good week for you. Do you believe Thanksgiving is like a week from Thursday? And of course, I've said it all along, the fastest 2 months of the year, definitely November and December. We are live 12:04 to 1 each weekday here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. Stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we podcast make it very easy for you. Again, my website for the podcast, TucsonCitizen.com, for also the podcast, and TucsonSentinel.com. And we're also on the home pages now of the Green Valley News and the Inside Tucson Business, plus Blog for Arizona has us on the front page of their website as well. We'll kick things off the Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators Carolyn Cox and Paul Eckerstrom. Then at about 30 past the hour, an update on Wildcat football from our Buckmaster Show contributor on the Wildcats, Anthony Germino of TucsonCitizen.com. Did that loss to Washington State, that close loss on Saturday, maybe get the Cats out of the bowl picture? They may not be going to a bowl, as Rose just wrote on my screen, kiss that bowl goodbye. Well, no, I don't think so, Rose, because there are so many bowl games now, and they look for teams that have to win at least six games.
We're going to beat ASU. We're going to beat the Sun Devils. Just a given.
Oh, so that's it. So, okay, to keep the Sun Devils certainly out of the championship game. Anyway, close out the show today with Buckmaster Show historian Ken Scoville. Ken has some real interesting things to say about, you know, there's been all this talk with the modern streetcar. Well, Tucson has a pretty rich tradition of streetcars going back to 1897. Our comment line, 790-2040. You also can, and we invite you to check us out on Facebook, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. And Rose posted for me, talked about Princess the Norwegian forest cat here for years, and now there is a picture up on Facebook. People can see. Rose, is she not the most beautiful cat in Tucson? Of course.
I would agree with that.
And Carolyn is also a friend of mine on Facebook, and Paul saw the picture too. What'd you think? Are you a cat person?
I like cats. I've had cats, but I'm not a big cat person. Okay. But yeah, it's a beautiful cat.
Beautiful cat. All right. Paul and Carolyn, thanks for being with us. Did you have a great weekend, Carolyn?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. The weather was unbelievably nice. A little windy at times, but boy, I can't. It's so warm right now.
Oh, I mean, the heaters are not on yet, and we just shut down the coolers, which we probably didn't need to do. In 25 years here, Carolyn, I've never seen warm weather like this in November.
It's delightful.
Yeah. And Saturday night, the Republican Party.
Yes, we had a big fundraiser, brought down Matt Salmon, and held it at the Skyline Country Club, and it was a big event. It was a good deal.
Carolyn Cox is the local chair of the Pima County Republican Party, and Paul Eckerstrom is former state and local chair of the Democratic Party here in Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. I was over at Moe's on Saturday and had some work for him to do, and never disappointed when I go over to Moe's. Carolyn, I don't know if you've been over there, but if you need any framing done, he and his family are the ones to do it.
Glad to know that.
All right. So is there this dissension we keep hearing about within the Republican Party, the so-called Tea Party wing and the more moderate faction?
Well, I think that, you know, Republicans, just like Democrats, come in all different shapes and sizes. And both parties are made up of a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily agree with everybody on everything. So, I wouldn't call it a fight. I would say that, yeah, there are people out there who disagree. And I think with our three candidates, we'll have an opportunity for people to listen to them and decide which one they want to represent them.
You're talking about the three congressional candidates in CD2. Right. But, Paul, you know, whenever you have three candidates, there's the possibility that they're going to beat up on each other. And maybe it's a good possibility, a good chance that will happen.
In that particular race,
we're talking about Martha McSally, Shelley Keiss, and Ed Martin are the three candidates.
My sense in that race is that McSally wins that race especially if there's two challengers to the person who ran the time before. They'll split maybe the non-McSally vote, and she'll win enough votes to get win the primary. And she'll be a formal candidate in the general. I think the Republicans have a challenge over the next decade, though, because of the whole Tea Party movement, which has shifted them pretty hard to the right. And it's never quite certain what the Tea Party represents, whether it's just economic issues or it's social issues or it's gun issues. They seem to just be pulling the party further to the right.
No, I wouldn't say
leaving,
that.
And leaving a lot of the business community oriented.
You don't see that,
no,
Carol.
I don't see that. The Tea Party, the TEA, stands for Taxed Enough Already. And I think most of us felt that way. And we also did not, and we fought it from the beginning and we're still fighting it. We do not want socialized medicine. We do not want top down planning for our medicine. We don't want the government telling our doctors what they can prescribe and what they can do.
I'm not sure how we're getting on to this, but we don't have socialized medicine in this country. We never have. We don't now. Obamacare is not socialized medicine. It's market-based.
Oh, market-based.
It's dealing with insurance. And it's frankly an idea that was put in place in Massachusetts by a Republican governor, and it worked, bringing down costs. Not as much as I think we should. I think we should have nationalized health insurance. However, the other thing is this was an idea cooked up by the Heritage Foundation, a very conservative think tank for the Republicans. And the Republicans touted this program all through the 90s into the early 2000s, and never once did they voice anything against it until Barack Obama adopted it, trying to get something passed with Republican support.
You know, this has
they all of a sudden were against it from the get-go because they don't like Barack Obama, period.
It has never been market-based, nor has it been free market in any way. Ever since the Second World War, insurance was provided by the employers. Only the insurance, only the employer got the deduction. The individual could not buy a policy and deduct the premium, so there was no motive to do it any other way. And of course, after the Second World War, most people worked for the same company their whole lifetime, so it wasn't really a particular problem. Lately, it's become a terrible problem because you don't always keep the same job the whole time. But it certainly is. Medicine is not and has not ever been totally free market since the Second World War, and the government got in and set it up so that only employers could deduct.
Before we get too deep into this subject, we have John holding on the Buckmaster Show live line. John, you're up. Go ahead. Hi, John. Go ahead. Hello, John. No, John. Let's go to Christopher. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hello. Yes, I would like to tell Paul something and then ask him something. Mm-hmm. Week after week, I keep hearing you say that this is a market-based solution. Please explain to me how it's market-based when you take away something that I previously had, and then you subject me to another insurance plan that is giving me options within it that I don't need. I'm a man. I don't need birth control. I don't need to pay for pregnancy tests. I don't smoke. I don't have any addictions. Why do I need to be buying mental health if I don't have any mental health issues? So, I mean, you keep saying that the right keeps taking, or the Tea Party is taking the party to the right. But in fact, hasn't the left gone to the far left by jamming this down the American people's throats with not one Republican vote?
But you know what? It's a Republican idea that the Democrats adopted to try to get a Republican vote.
No, it isn't.
It is, too.
No, it isn't.
Look at history, Carolyn. This, you know, it was concocted by the Heritage Foundation.